Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one busy cat on the jazz scene these days, leading us into a new episode of Neon Jazz Together. Composer, trumpeter, and vocalist Nate Berkey with the 2008 tune Almost Home. Nate has a warmth and intensity that is felt in his music and his evolution over the years into the musician that he is today. Based out of New York City, he was raised in Colorado, attended the Berklee College of Music in Boston, spent some quality time at Seattle Pacific University, then he moved on to the University of California in Santa Barbara, where he remained there for many years. Since 2005, he has been involved in the hotbed of New York City jazz as both an entertainer and educator. Whether performing his own compositions, jazz classics, hymns, spirituals, country, or pop tunes, Nate holds his quintet together with thoughtful arrangements that instill a sense of wonder as to what is really coming next. And all of this work has brought about comparisons to the work of Miles Davis and Chet Baker. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he told me about how he feels when he hears those comparisons.
I'm flattered. I mean, those are Miles, probably my biggest influence, and kind of later on, I got more into Chet Baker, kind of more on from the singing side of it. But yeah, I don't mind the comparison at all. those are my two favorite players. So.
The best way to sum up Nate would be this way. He is a fluid improviser and vocalist of understated grace and has an engaging way with song. His sound is poised and assured, powerfully stark and spare. It creates an atmosphere at once solitary and electric. Now put that into your pipe and smoke it. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the coolest town in the middle of America, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. And it is our pleasure to present you with another hour of what we consider some of the finest music ever created, jazz. Speaking of the best, our next song features the duo of greats Randy Weston and Billy Harper with the tune Berkshire Blues off the 2013 CD, The Roots of the Blues, baby. Thank you. That was jazz multi-instrumentalist, composer, and educator Yusef Lateef with the 1960 song Apathy off the album The Centaur and the Phoenix. His main instruments are the tenor saxophone and flute, but he has been known to play the oboe and bassoon, and both of those are very rare in the jazz world. Yusef loves blending jazz with Eastern music as well. He has also wrote and published a number of books, including two novellas, short story collections, and an autobiography. He runs his own record label called Yal Records, and this guy is a restless soul. Here's an innovator next on Neon Jazz on the Jazz Piano Keys. From 1962, this is Elmo Hope throwing out the song Hot Sauce.
Hello, jazz listeners. This is Mark Carey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the gifted pianist, composer, and arranger Mal Waldron with the 1961 song The Cat and Toddler off his album By Myself. Mal began playing professionally in New York in 1950 after going to college. From there, he led his own bands and played for those that were led by Charlie Mingus, Jackie McLean, John Coltrane, and Eric Dolphy. A breakdown caused by a drug overdose in 1963 left Mal unable to play or remember any music. He eventually regained his skills while redeveloping his speed of thought. He left the U.S. permanently in the mid-60s, settled in Europe, and continued touring internationally until his death after a 50-year career that saw him record hundreds of albums as either a leader or a sideman. From 2011, here's the talented act called The Story Chords with the tune Fleur de Lis, next on Neon Jazz.
Valei-me Deus, eu fim do nosso amor. Perdoa, por favor. Eu sei que erro aconteceu, mas não sei o que fez. Tudo mudar de vez. Onde foi que eu errei? Eu só sei que amei. Amei. Será talvez que minha ilusão foi dar meu coração com toda força pra essa moça me fazer feliz. E o destino não quis me ver como raiz de uma flor de lis. E foi assim que eu vi nosso amor na poeira, poeira, amor. Jardim da vida, cresce como mel. Pegue pro tomaria, nem margarina no céu. E o meu jardim da vida, cresce como mel. Pegue pro tomaria, nem margarina no céu.
Hi, it's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pianist and composer Larry Willis with the 2007 tune called Insidious Behavior off his album called Blue Fable. Larry has performed in a wide range of styles, including jazz, fusion rock, bebop, and avant-garde. So after his first year of studying music theory at the Manhattan School of Music, he began performing regularly with Jackie McLean. He spent several years as a pianist for Nat Adderley and for Roy Hargrove, and he has the hardware to prove his prowess. He received the Don Redman Award in 2011 and the Benny Golson Jazz Master Award at Howard University in 2012. Coming at you next on the program is Canadian jazz valve trombonist, composer, arranger, and music man Rob McConnell from the 1993 album Our 25th Year with the tune What Am I Here For?
This is Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was the great jazz guitarist Philip Catherine with the tune On the Ground off his 2005 CD, Meeting Colors. The product of an English mother and a Belgian father, he went on to continue that magic with cats like Chet Baker, Charles Mingus, Dexter Gordon, Toots Thielemans, and Buddy Guy. After all this jazz highway we have laid down, our final mile is here. Here's the great Teddy Charles, who is adept on the vibraphone, piano, and drums, teamed up with an architect of West Coast jazz on the trumpet flugelhorn, Shorty Rogers, with the 1953 tune, Wailing Dervish. And with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man laying down the paint on our broadcast roads here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's a big 10-4 there, good buddy.
Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.